Hello, Carbonation. This is Seltzer Deathmatch, the quest to find the best seltzer in America. We're your judges. I'm Travis Larchuk.
And I'm Rachel Ward. And today's special guest judges are the hosts of the Gimlet podcast, The Nod. It's Brittany Luce and Eric Eddings.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Okay, Brittany, you are an amazing cook.
That's true. Thank you.
How would you incorporate seltzer into a recipe?
Oh, that's a good question. So there is a type of pound cake that a lot of Black people make called 7-Up cake because, like, you use 7-Up to flavor the cake. So I probably maybe make, like, actually, you could probably make a really good pound cake with, like, some sort of, like, berry situation, maybe a stone fruit with the seltzer in there. That would be really, really good. And, like, maybe, like, a sorghum syrup or something like that. So you get the sorghum syrup and the seltzer, which, like, mimics the 7-Up, and then it would be really good. Wow, I just love that. I am a good cook.
We should get that recipe on the website.
I made it up. I don't know about that. We'll work on it.
It sounds like take a 7-Up cake recipe, substitute seltzer.
You're good. Go to town. Yeah. You go to town.
We also don't have a website, so.
Okay.
Step one, get a website. Step two, steal a recipe. Eric.
Yes.
You are a father.
I am.
A lot of my friends are becoming fathers.
Yeah.
What's the attraction?
I ask myself that every day. No, I mean, it's cool. Like, for the most part, they do funny things. They're like little drunk high people, you know, that you have to protect from themselves. But so that's, you know, that's nice. And sometimes they respond to you nicely. Most times they don't, though, so don't count on that.
Cute.
But yeah, they're cute, too. You can't get over that.
Yeah. What do you think would be an appropriate age to introduce your children to seltzer?
This is actually a good question because, we just gave her soda for the first time, and she freaked out. Like, it was like
because of the sugar.
I think it was the sugar, the carbonation. It was a combination of things that she had just never experienced before. Like, you could, it's almost like the cartoons, how the little bubble pops up and then you see a nuclear explosion go off in the bubble. It was like that in her eyes. Like, so anyway, she couldn't really take it. She was just like, ah, spicy. She was just saying spicy because of the carbonation. So I mean, I don't know, it'd probably be funny, so I'd do it now. Say all that to say, like, sure, why not?
So we ask this of all of our guests. What is your relationship with seltzer?
My relationship with seltzer is fraught. My family loves seltzer. It's like their actual beverage of choice. Right now I have 4 bottles of seltzer water in my home. Like, bottles, like, at least 1 liter to 2 liters in my home because they were like a part of the seltzer arsenal that I purchased before my family came over my house for Thanksgiving. They love seltzer. I have never really been into it because I like the taste of pop. Like, I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like the sugar that comes with the carbonation. But I, like, as I've gotten older, like, I've started to develop a taste for certain things. Like, sometimes I like San Pellegrino or Topo Chico. I am getting into sometimes on, like, a hot day or eating a spicy food, like a glass bottle seltzer.
I have no relationship to seltzer. No, I think I tried it, like, as a teenager in college and was like, where is everything else that's supposed to be in this? I mean, it's one of those things, like, I, like Brittany, my palate has, like, changed. So it's something I want to understand because I see that, you know, people like it. Like, obviously, I work in an office where people are literally walking around with, like, cases of seltzer underneath their arm. Mm-hmm. That's not an odd sight to see. It's one I don't understand. But yeah, I want to get it. So I'm here today maybe to start my relationship with seltzer. And we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
It's really beautiful.
Because today's matchup is of 2 mineral waters from Spain. Mm. It is Mondari versus San Añol. So let's try this Mondari first.
Pops and bubs.
All right. Not a lot of, what do you call that? Psst. Wow.
All right, should we cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hmm.
Right? Yeah, I thought I was right? like imagining it at first.
No, it's a little funky. It's not bad, but it's not. It don't taste like water. Maybe this is the minerals.
Oh, yeah. It tastes like tacos a little bit.
What?
No, but it tastes like. It tastes like something. It doesn't taste like.
It does, yeah. It has a body, you know? Yeah.
So that is the mineral. That, like, seawater sort of mouthfeel. Yeah. That's mineral water.
I'm kind of sad because I, like, in my mind, I prep myself to say, like, oh, I taste, like, hints of juniper and a light breeze. But I don't have any of that right now.
How do you feel about the bubble, Eric?
The bubble's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, usually I feel like my perception of seltzer or mineral water is one where they're, like, the bubbles are distracting. It's, like, so much. But this is actually not bad.
Yeah, no, I was actually surprised because I thought when you opened it, it wasn't going to be that popping. But then it produced a really nice fat bubble when you poured it into the glass. That was satisfying to look at and to see, you know, populate the glass. It was cool.
So our next step is we've done our tasting notes. So now we will take another sip and do sense memories. So these are the first thing that it makes you think of, either a memory from your life or maybe a dream or a fantasy or just something that the first thing that comes to your mind when you take another sip of it.
It reminds me of the first time I saw an OxyClean commercial. That's it.
It's like the first time I got a boombox for Christmas, but you got bad CDs. You know? It was like all singles, no albums.
Scratched.
Yeah.
Your parents picked them out, so they're like a little bit off.
Yeah, clean versions of everything. So anyway, that's my sense memory.
Mine is, for some reason, it tastes like licking a slide to me. Like I must have, as a child, I must have at some point licked a metal slide because I tasted it and I was like, this tastes like slide. It tastes like metal.
My sense memory is just like skinning your knee. Maybe you're running outside on a nice day and you trip and fall and you skin your knee. That's what this tastes like to me. That's all I have. I don't know why.
It's good.
Okay.
So the thing about sense memory is nobody can judge you for that.
No, you can. let's go on to our next seltzer. So that was the Mondari. And now we are switching over to open up the San Añol.
Yes. This says it is has volcanic purity.
Whoa, the smell. The essence of foot in this one is very strong.
This one I actually like the most.
I like this one better.
Yeah, this one tastes clearer.
I want the other fizz. I want the...
Yeah, I like the other one did have better fizz. But the flavor of this one I actually really like. It has volcanic purity.
Man, this just tastes like blue cheese to me.
Should we do sense memories?
I'm just imagining, what if I had a cup full of blue cheese and that's this?
I think about, we were in a group text with one of our friends and he sent a text to the group without scheduling. He was like, hey, let's go to the park and hang out and I'll bring some charcuterie and Parisian cheeses. Yeah. And everyone was like, well, one, you can't just send that type of text out at 2 p.m. on a Saturday.
You get roasted?
Yeah. and two, I think I'm okay. But this feels like that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like when strawberry season comes around, you go to the farmer's market and they have the little tiny like local strawberries in the little like cardboard carton. That's actually what this reminds me of.
This reminds me of at the Carnegie Science Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They had one of those tornado things, like an indoor tornado. It's like a safe tornado that you can drink.
Mm. All right. Well, does that mean it's time to vote, Travis?
Yeah, it is time to vote. Brittany, do you prefer the Mondari or the San Añol?
The San Añol. hands down.
Eric, what is your vote? Mondari or San Agno?
No, it's actually pretty easy. San Agno. Did you like that suspense? No.
We have two votes for the San Agno. Rachel, what do you vote for?
I am voting for Mondari. I liked the bubble. I was surprised by the bubble. And I prefer the flavor of slide to blue cheese cup.
I am also voting for the San Agno, which means San Agno proceeds to the selection phase. Brittany and Eric, it's been delightful having you on Seltzer Deathmatch. Do you have anything to plug?
Our podcast.
It's called The Nod.
It's called The Nod. Yeah.
It's a cool time.
Yeah. You see, you're like, if you have anything to plug, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, it's like my, we have decorating my apartment. Shout out Target.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Target. Oh, you know what? I want to shout out these people. They are actually some of the best. To me, they are like among the best and most fair vintage and antique furniture sellers. Their name is Adverts. That's their name, Adverts. They are in Greenpoint. If you ever need furniture, hit them up. They will take care of you.
While we're talking about home decoration, I think I just got to give a shout out to Wayfair. Mm-hmm. Wayfair has like really held me down over the past like couple months. I got some bomb ass rugs, some like a really nice storage ottoman, you know, with the right amount of bounce on the top, so you can actually sit on it. It doesn't just look like you can sit on it.
So we got Adverts, we got Wayfair, a little shout out to Target, and also the Nod. Great. A lot of plugs at the end of this episode.
This has been Seltzer Deathmatch. You can follow us on Twitter at Seltzer Death, and be sure to subscribe and review us on iTunes. It helps other people find the show. I'm Rachel Ward.
And I'm Travis Larchuk. See you later.